This is Cap and Company.
Weekdays, 9 to noon.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Nine Inch Nails.
Ah, I missed.
Got it.
You beat me.
Got it. 1-0.
Right, welcome back. This is Cap and Company. We are playing the Game Tourney of Champions. Over 8 shows in a 2-week span. Tuesday through Friday, ESPN 1000 Elite 8 play a trivia game to decide who is the station's trivia champion. The Elite 8 started with Carm, Yurko, Waddle, Sylvie, Cap, Black, Abdallah, and Neller. I have been the first to be eliminated. Got my ass kicked. I'm okay with that. I can now sit back, relax, and enjoy the Olympic Village. The games will be played in each of the day parts. The higher-ranked player gets home court advantage. I now turn it over to said commissioner of the game, Daniel Zetterman.
Gentlemen, Black and Abdallah in the same studio at the same time. What's up, guys?
Hi.
What's up, Danny? By the way, Abdallah's on his phone over here. Is that
I'm just interacting with the social media. So when we figure out who goes first, then I'll throw my stuff in the middle if I have to.
Seems like you're trying to cheat there.
I would just let it be known. I am playing this game under protest.
That's a cap move.
Wait,
on Cap
under
Show.
Protest.
Why? What's the protest?
I'm playing this game under protest. You guys have been canoodling for too long.
Who?
You and Danny. I'm just saying under protest. No,
I have no idea what the game is, what the music is.
I know Danny wants you to win because he knows Cap can't win. That's fact. But especially after obviously he was eliminated, but he wants the trophy for his game to be in the Cap and Company show. So because of that, I have a feeling that I'm going to get 6 sports questions and one who was Kristen Cavallari's friend in The Hills, and I'm going to say Lauren Conrad, and that'll be we both
LC.
Get it.
LC's her nickname.
LC, yeah.
And when The Hills was on, I mean that was a fantastic show.
Great
on MTV.
Great show.
Right, you're with us.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Jay Cutler may make an appearance on Waddle and Sylvie today. Not saying, just
really?
Saying. Yeah, 4 o'clock. Maybe tune in. Just saying.
Excellent.
Just saying.
Tell my cousin I said hello.
Hey, Danny, what's going on?
Hi, Danny.
Abdallah, tell my cousin I said hello.
I will.
Yes, they'll lead the conversation.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. So here we go. Since Chris is the 4 seed, Abdallah is the 5 seed. Chris gets home court advantage. Chris gets to choose if he'd like to go first or second in today's version of the game. I'll explain the rules once while you're both here. I have 7 questions. Each of you are allowed to pass 1 time. The tiebreaker will be time. Who does it the quickest? Who gets the most right in the quickest amount of time? Christoph, do you want to go first or second today?
You know, usually if you're playing baseball, you want to be the last team up the bat. If you're playing one-on-one in hoops, I usually would rather play defense first. I'm going to go first, though. I'm going to put the pressure on Abdallah and see if Abdallah can thrive in that situation.
All right.
Who knows? It might backfire for me. I might go for 7, and then best of luck to me.
Now, Adam, you have to go to the soundproof booth.
Where's your tech necklace?
Because every person that's working in this station right now is in this studio. We are trusting you to just be honest and not cheat.
I don't think he would. I think if he had the option to cheat or not to cheat, I think Abdallah would be honest.
All right. He is in the soundproof booth. We will begin. Chris, you and Adam Abdallah, Jeff Meller, you guys are the young guns of the station. You are our go-to guys when it comes to being a millennial. We all respect you for that. You're the future superstars of the station. So today we are going to play the young, the rich, and the famous game.
The young, the rich, and the famous game
in honor of you and Adam Abdallah.
Steve Young.
You're on the right track. Here we go. Are you ready to begin, Chris?
Rich Paul.
Thaddeus Young.
Yes.
Cap, do not help him. Well, not like you'd be any help anyways. The clock starts now. This young stud plays for the Premier League club Chelsea, and he is the youngest player to ever captain the U.S. national team in the modern era.
Christian Pulisic. Si, correcto.
This all-world actor got his big break when he was a young pup as cast in the sitcom Growing Pains, playing Luke Brower, a homeless boy who is taken in by the Seaver family.
Oh, I know. Pass. I know it, but pass.
A contract dispute and injury kept 2016's third overall pick out of the first 4 games of his rookie season. Last season, in Week 8 against the Bears, the NFL's next great pass rusher recorded 2 sacks on your boy, Mitch.
Pass.
You can only pass once.
Oh, really? Miles Garrett? I don't know.
At 15, the great Justin Timberlake became the frontman of the boy band NSYNC. Besides Justin Timberlake, name three other members of the band NSYNC.
JC, Joey Fatone, and come on, he was just on Vanderpump Rules. He married Brittany and Jax Taylor. What's his name? Come on, Cap, what is it? Oh, no, Lance Bass.
Correct, though.
Connor McDavid became the youngest captain in the history of the NHL at just 19 years old. Chris, simple question. What team does he play for?
Edmonton Oilers.
Correct, though.
She rose to fame for her role as 11 in the Netflix series Stranger Things. At the age of 13, she became one of the youngest nominees in the history of the Emmy Awards.
No! I know her face. It's something Bobby Brown. Don't hit the thing. I'm coming to it. Hold on. Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes!
Good work.
Yes! Abdallah will know that one, though.
This artist is the youngest person ever to win the four main Grammy categories, Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year in the same year.
Oh, yeah, it's Billie Eilish.
Correct.
The question you passed
on. Didn't even need the music. I knew that.
This all-world actor got his big break when he was a young pup, cast as a member on the sitcom Growing Pains, playing Luke Brower, a homeless boy who was taken in by the Siever family.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Correct.
Kristoff, you got 6 out of 7.
All right. There it is.
Take that, Abdallah.
All right.
Kristoff.
All right.
And not a single question
from
the 90s.
Which one did I get wrong?
Chris.
I knew it was Garrett, you said.
What was it?
He's going to get him. It's Joey Bosa.
I wasn't listening to your question.
Well, that's on you.
No, I know. Yeah. All right, this is great. 237.
Two minutes and 37 seconds.
237, sir. You have to beat 6.
All right.
So,
Adam.
Congratulations.
I got to say, Chris really represented the Cap and Company show well.
He did.
I don't have a rooting interest, but I will say after Cap's performance yesterday, the show was a little bit embarrassed.
BS.
Chris did. We can't hold our heads with pride.
Hold on. Carmen's in the room. Carmen, you heard the questions. Yeah. Are they easy or hard? I think it's easy.
I think it's not that hard. The only one I missed was the one.
What are you doing, Carmen?
I'm not saying it.
All he said was the one he missed is the one that Chris
missed. All I'm saying is the one I didn't know was the same one Chris did.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. 237.
So time's not an
issue. As somebody who works with Abdallah every day, I'm going to predict he gets 5 out of 7 here.
All right. Wow. 5 of 7.
I think I'll get 4 or 5.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to say he gets 4.
All right, Adam.
Look at his face.
Are you ready to roll?
Yeah, whatever. Let's go.
Represent the Waddle and Sylvie show proudly.
No, that's
Cap, we have to stare him down while he does this and try and intimidate.
You got this.
Adam, since you and Chris Black and Jeff Meller are the young guns of the station, you're our go-to millennials. You are the youngsters, the future superstars here. We are going to play the young, the rich, and the famous game. The young, the rich, and the famous
Good
game.
Good luck, man.
So Kristen Cavallari could be an answer.
Are you ready to begin, Adam?
Yeah, sure.
The clock has started. This young stud plays for Premier League club Chelsea and as the youngest player ever to be selected as a U.S. national team captain. He has an enormous amount of pressure making the U.S. competitive in international soccer.
Oh, my God. Pass. Yeah, I know. Chris got that
this
one.
This all-world actor got his big break when he was a young pup cast as a member on the sitcom Growing Pains playing Luke Brower, a homeless boy who was taken in by the Siever family.
Wait, what? Say that again?
This all-world actor got his big break when he was a young pup cast as a member on the sitcom Growing Pains playing Luke Brower, a homeless boy who was taken in by the Siever family.
Growing Pains.
Yes!
We're moving on.
Michael J. Fox.
A contract dispute and an injury kept 2016's third overall pick out of the first 4 games of his rookie season. Last season, in Week 8 against the Bears, the NFL's next great pass rusher recorded 2 sacks against your boy Mitch.
2 sacks? I don't know.
At 15,
easy, huh,
no, we're gonna finish the game. At 15, the great
Justin. You got one right.
At 15, the great
zero.
At 15, the great Justin Timberlake became the frontman of the boy band NSYNC. Besides Justin Timberlake, name three other members of the band NSYNC.
Lance Bass, Joey Fatone. What's that guy's name? Man.
He's a guy. He's certainly a guy.
Joey Fatone and... Carter. No, not Nick Carter. No, Connery. I didn't say it. Whoa.
All right, go ahead.
I literally said not Nick Carter.
All right, go ahead.
Nick Carter is a name.
That is the other name.
Band. Yeah.
Keep going. Next.
All right, you're getting that wrong. Connor McDavid became the youngest captain in the history of the NHL at just 19 years old. Simple question, Adam. What team does he play for?
A hockey question? Connor McDavid.
Please. Chris got it. Chris is going to fill in for Hanley if he calls off the hockey show.
Well, yeah.
I do have goalie thoughts. Yes.
Connor McDavid plays for the Whalers. The Whalers. Whalers.
You might get less than Cap. Now I'm rooting for you to get less than Cap.
Now it's just a game.
She rose to fame for her role as 11 in the Netflix series Stranger Things. At 13, she became one of the youngest nominees in Emmy history.
Are you serious?
You
know
you didn't
this.
Get?
No, I got it.
I don't know her name.
I talked myself into it.
All I know is that Drake kind of creeps on her.
True, he does, yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah. You tell me that, ask me who creeps on her, I'll tell you.
Great.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Mellor. See, correcto. I got one right. Dakota Fanning.
Why, are you serious? You're going to get this one. This will tie you with Cap. This artist is the youngest person ever to win the four main Grammy categories. Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year in the same year. So you're
a tough guy. Oh, Billie Eilish.
See.
All right,
great,
now
though.
This one, the one you passed on to beat Cap. This young stud
I can see
plays
it.
For Premier League club Chelsea and as the youngest life. Player to ever captain the U.S. national team in the modern era. He has the enormous pressure of making the U.S. competitive in international soccer.
You can stop asking the question.
Even I know this one, and I don't care about soccer.
I know.
You're the guy that talks. If you get this wrong,
I know.
If you get this wrong, only Mellor and Waddle can talk soccer between 2 and 6.
I know who it is. I'm picturing him.
He's a guy, right?
By the way, we're at 4 minutes out of you, Mellor.
No, I'm just trying to fill your segments here. Talk about a recipe Cap made again.
Wow, shots, Cap. Wow.
Let's see.
Wow.
You don't want to go there.
Wow. Oh,
I think
what does
he
that
did.
Mean?
I think he already did.
I'm just saying. Lemon chicken.
Wow.
No, huh? Carp.
No.
Because this is to beat Cap.
He's got a face.
I got a pressure. This is pressure.
He played for a German team first.
I know he did.
Yeah.
I can't think of it. Yeah. I know.
Hey,
I can't think of it.
No hints.
I know who he. I know he played for.
I already beat him.
I know he played Chelsea. I know.
From the Balkans.
I know he's from the Balkans.
Hey,
he's got a great head of hair. I know.
Stop. Buzz it. He's getting too many hits.
Buzz it. Thank you. Who is it? Why can't he get it?
First of all. First of all. I want to apologize to Jeff Mellor. Adam Abdallah getting the 5 seed was the biggest oversight by the committee, and I apologize to everybody involved. Well done, Chris Black.
Yeah.
You did phenomenal representing our show well.
As I said, I'm playing this game under protest.
We might do a separate game next week. Cap versus Abdallah.
Connor McDavid.
He got none right, right? So, Cap, beat
I got
Billy. He got Billy Eilish.
So you and, okay.
They tied.
It ain't that freaking easy, tough guy. All right, we got to go to a break. We'll come right back.
Don't forget Carmen Yurko at noon. Be right back.